where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Sarnia police officers made a shocking discovery when they arrested a man on weapons charges yesterday. A backpack of weapons was found, allegedly containing electric brass knuckles and an assortment of replica pellet guns and knives. Just after noon, police were called to an apartment near Colburn Road and Berkshire Road to remove two people who didn't live there. It's alleged a suspect was found hiding behind a closet door. Police told him he was under arrest and ordered him to come out. Police say the accused emerged from behind the door holding a machete and what appeared to be a handgun at his feet. Officers tased him and were able to place him under arrest after a struggle. He was treated on scene by paramedics and at Bluewater Health for minor injuries. City police are looking to identify a man in an assault investigation. It happened February 12th at an apartment complex on Queen Street. It's alleged the victim was struck when they asked three unknown people whether they lived at the building. There is a photo of the suspect at sarnianewstoday.ca. Crews will be working to clear the rubble today after a barn fire in Warwick Township yesterday. Around 3, fire crews responded to a fully involved barn fire in the area of Egremont and Arcona Roads. Fire Chief Brad Goodhill says one side of the chicken barn was empty, but 21,000 laying hens perished on the other side of the barn. An attached barn with 35,000 chickens was saved. Goodhill says the cause of the fire is not known at this time.
To be able to track the exact location of the cause or origin. Damage values could reach upwards of potentially up to $7 to $8 million.
The Ontario Fire Marshal's office has been notified. Lambton OPP nabbed an alleged impaired driver on the weekend. Police say a vehicle was clocked at 135 in an 80 zone on Lambton Line on Saturday. During a traffic stop, officers noticed the driver was showing signs of impairment. A 27-year-old from Wallaceburg was arrested and charged for impaired driving and stunt driving. Their license was suspended and vehicle impounded for 2 weeks. Police are investigating after a St. Thomas resident was scammed out of thousands of dollars. The victim was called Friday from someone claiming to be from Amazon, who informed them their account had been compromised. The caller told the resident the RCMP would be investigating the fraud. The resident soon got another call, this time from someone claiming to be from the RCMP, and after a series of conversations and transactions, $15,000 was removed from their account. The St. Thomas Police Criminal Investigation Branch is still investigating. River City Vineyard raised just over $33,000 through the coldest night of the year fundraising walk. It was held Saturday evening. Worship pastor Renee Card says afterward, participants took part in a tour of their shelter expansion.
I think a lot of people were very impressed just to see it completed. And obviously, it's nice and bright and white still right now. But the feedback was very, very positive, bringing people through on tours. So that was very encouraging.
Habitat for Humanity Sarnia Lambton also took part in the nationwide campaign, raising about $53,000. Mainly clear skies, chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight, low 4 degrees. Showers and a risk of a thunderstorm tomorrow morning, then mainly cloudy with a chance of showers in the afternoon, high 13. And periods of rain Wednesday and windy, high 12 degrees.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.